heading home. It is a Monday in the books. One down, four to go already with this work week. And this is the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. I am Brett Rump along with Caleb Hatch. Connecting with the show, it's easy. We've got the Parkview Sports Medicine text line at 46862. You know, we've gone the first hour. We've not made one mention of the Olympic Games. We've got to get a little bit of Olympic news, at least something in. Although it hasn't been a great weekend, we'll talk more about the Olympics coming up later in the hour. Also, we've got Anthony Contreras, Tin Cavs manager, with his weekly visit. He'll be joining us about 15 minutes from now. And speaking of the Tin Caps, the streaks continue. Win a few, lose a few. Win a few, lose a few. They had three wins going into Saturday, and then they lost Saturday night. They lost Sunday. And both games, boy, the Tin Caps fought to try to battle back after defensive miscues put them behind. They ended up with a 4-3 loss on Saturday night. And then yesterday, same situation. They battled back. They just couldn't get the big hit, lost 5-3. And the Tin Caps will start a series on the road, the first of a two-week road trip against the Lansing Lugnuts coming up tomorrow night, 7:05, 6:45, the pregame show right here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. News from the Comets. They have signed five players to start building for the repeat, trying to win and defend that Kelly Cup championship. They have signed Anthony Petruzzelli, Zach Pacioro, Oliver Cooper, and Blake Siebenhaller. As far as players that are coming back from this year's team, they also signed rookie defenseman DJ King, just a 20-year-old. So they've got five players signed. It was announced today. Of course, Petruzzelli will be entering his fifth season as a Comet. He was the 5'9 forward at 11 goals and was also the honoree for the Comet's best defensive forward and also the True Comet Award. Yeah, he's kind of a fan favorite. Now, the Comets also announced qualifying offers have been presented to goaltenders Robbie Badoun and Stefanos Lekas, also Anthony Nellis, Matt Bowdens, Stephen Harper, and defensemen Nick Boca, Matt Murphy, and Marcus McIver. Names that are not on the list include Sean Sidlowski and A.J. Jinks. And I guess we wait to hear if they plan on continuing their hockey careers or if they are going to retire or if the Comets are going to move on. We just don't know at this point based on what we're seeing, but their names not mentioned as far as players that got qualifying offers and players that have been signed. So that's the news from the Comets today. All right, so we've got these tickets we want to give away. Black Crowes, they are coming to the Ruoff Mortgage Music Center down in Noblesville this Sunday. We got two tickets to give away, and it's quite simple. All you need to do is be able to finish this. Here is a sample of the songs that you will need to finish. Go ahead, Caleb. Yeah, we've all partied to this song. Maybe just those of us that are like 50. One we've cranked up in the car. Oh, and then you'd have to finish that next lyric. Do you know this one? Or how about this one? Just killed a man, put a gun against his head. All right, there you go. There's the three songs. You need to finish the lyrics. If you think you can get it, call us up, 447-8500. 447-8500. It's 447-8500. We'll give them to you one at a time to see if you can master the three. And if you can get it, you're going to get the two tickets to go see the Black Crowes coming up this Sunday at the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center down in Noblesville, 447-8500. Of course, news coming out, I'm trying to figure this whole situation out with Aaron Rodgers because, of course, you know, the debate on whether he was going to come back. He didn't want to play for the Packers. He wanted to be traded. This whole situation going on. And then the Packers countered. They offered him what would have been the biggest contract in NFL I don't know NFL history, but he would have been the highest paid player in the NFL. He didn't go for that. Then you see the cryptic Instagram post that went out with just nothing more than a picture of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And that was posted both by Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams simultaneously over the weekend. Well, I think that meant that Aaron Rodgers was planning on coming back. Well, now we're finding out, Adam Schefter reporting, that Aaron Rodgers now is going to take less money and that he's negotiating apparently with the Packers on a new deal that is going to free up some cash so that they can give Davante Adams the extension and get Davante Adams paid. So Rodgers says no to making the more money with the bigger contract. Instead, the Packers are going to pay him less money and give that money to Davante Adams. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams both going to be at camp when it opens up for the Green Bay Packers. Just a crazy, crazy situation. All right, so we do have somebody on the line who's going to try to give it a shot at Finish This, the new game we created just to give away these tickets to the Black Crows coming up Sunday down in Noblesville. Who do we have on the line?
Michael Davis.
Michael, we want you to finish our lyrics. We've got very popular songs that we have cut off, and all you have to do is give us the next line. Let's start with song number one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Lord, I'm coming home to you.
Okay, didn't even have to wait to ask. Lord, I'm coming home to you. All right, that was good, and I won't sing any more lyrics. All right, so you've got one for one, and now we try song number two. What do you got?
I don't know that one.
Uh-oh. Oh, Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight, and No Chance?
No Chance, sorry.
It's I Don't Wanna Let You Go Till You See the Light. Okay, we'll go and try another caller. Appreciate you calling in to try to give it a shot. Thanks for playing.
You realize you just gave away one of the answers.
I did. I just actually gave him the answer, which ultimately gave everybody the answer. Well, I'm making it easier, I guess, for the next person to call in. 447-8500. You know, by this point, if you don't know that lyric, I don't know if me saying it once is going to make it any easier, but we'll see. 447-8500, you could win two tickets to the Black Crows. If you call in right now, we'll give you a chance to finish this. And we've already given the answers basically to two out of the three. So it shouldn't be all that difficult. 447-8500, if you can master Finish This with a Sports Rush. Coming up, Anthony Contreras, Tincast Manager. He's going to join us coming up about 8 minutes from now. Let's go ahead and try this again. Okay, we've got it all rebooted and ready to go. Same three songs that we've been playing for you, but who do we have on the line now? Hello, who's on the line?
Joe Fisher.
Hey, Joe. You've probably heard what we've been up to here. It is called Finish This. We'll play a popular song. We'll stop it, and all you've got to do is give us the lyric that comes next.
All right, you got it.
All right, here we go. Let's crank it up for song number one.
Where the skies are so blue.
Oh, no. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry, Joe. That's not it. In fact, our first caller actually got that one right. It's Lord, I'm Coming Home to You. I promised I wouldn't sing it. I almost did. All right. Appreciate you calling in, Joe. We'll try next caller and see if we can get another person on the line that can maybe give us the finish of these three. I didn't think this was going to be quite that difficult.
But we'll see what happens. 447-8500, 447-8500. Your chance to play and win. Black Crowes coming to the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center down in Noblesville this Sunday. Can you finish our lyrics? Somebody's got to get this and claim our trophy. And you know what usually happens? We get to this point, someone's determined to just call in and win, and then they tell us they can't go Sunday anyway. But we'll see what happens. Let's see who we got on the phone line now. Who is this?
This is Tim Lawson.
Hey, Tim. Welcome to the program. We're trying to get someone that can finish the lyrics of three popular songs. Do you think you can get through all three?
I do believe I can.
Okay. Well, we're going to give it a shot now. In fact, we've already given away the answers to two, so it shouldn't be all that difficult. But here we go with song number one. Finish it.
Lord, I'm coming home to you.
You got number one right. Let's get to song number two.
I don't want to let you go till I see the light.
I don't want to let you go till who sees the light? Till who sees the light? You see the light? Was that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, you're two for two. All right, let's this is the big one now. You got through the two that we already gave away. Here's the big one. We've all probably cranked this one up and had this one that we've sung along with in the car, but here it comes, song number three.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head.
Pulled the trigger, shot him dead.
No, you're very close, but I can't give you that one. It's a little further away than you were on the time before. You were close. You had a couple words right. I can't give it away or else I'll have given away the entire answer. So we'll try one more caller. Before we go to break, 447-8500, 447-8500. If you think you can finish the three lyrics, oh man, I feel for him because that was so close. Caleb, our judge, said no go on number three.
I would have given him number two, but number three.
Number two was really, really close. But number three had a couple of the key words, but the rest of the phrase just not quite right. 447-8500. Got to get you on the air quick here because we've got Anthony Contreras, TinCast manager, that's going to be joining us coming up in about 5 minutes from now. So if you're ready to play, call us up, 447-8500. Two tickets to the Black Crowes on the line if you can finish this. All right, who's on the line now? Yeah, who do we have on the line?
This is Adam.
Adam. All right. We're going to give this a shot, Adam. You ready?
All right.
Song number one. Ooh, I'm starting to know the words of this one. That's a good time we played this one. What do you got, Adam?
Lord, I'm coming home to you.
Bing, you got one right. All right, let's get to song number two. Finish it.
I've heard it twice now. I don't want to let you go till I see the light. Till you see the light.
there you go. For some reason, that you and that I keeps getting backwards.
Yeah.
Yes, you're two for two, and a nice job of singing. All right, so song number three. Here we go, Adam.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head.
Pull the trigger, shot trigger, now he's dead.
Hey, all right. Adam is our winner. Two tickets to go see the Black Crowes Sunday down in Noblesville. Congratulations. Enjoy the show. Stay on the line. Caleb's got to get your complete information, and we'll take a timeout. We're coming back with Anthony Contreras, TinCast manager, next on The Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. We are back on The Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. Brett Rump with Caleb Hatch. Right now, we are joined by TinCast manager Anthony Contreras for his weekly visit. He joins us on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. Good afternoon, AC.
How are you, Brett?
I'm doing well. Day off, of course, every Monday. Do you have a routine that you are in? Is there something special you'd like to do with your day off or that you look forward to?
That's a good question. Yeah, pretty much catch up on sleep, catch up on any type of errands I need to run, and kind of just get my mind away from, you know, the weekly chaos that goes on, the good chaos that goes on, I should say. But pretty much just kind of spend some time alone and, you know, just kind of relax and enjoy my day and then get ready for the next week.
The no ice cream stops on Mondays?
Oh, there's definitely ice cream stops. We just haven't hit that part of the day yet.
But today is definitely an ice cream day. Are you a golfer?
I am not a golfer. I don't mind hitting the balls a little bit, but just more as a social thing with some buddies. But other than that, I'm not that big of a golfer.
Okay, so he's probably more a beer drinker that uses golf as the excuse to have a beer. AC, always enjoy having a chance to visit with you on Mondays. Let's talk about the team and the last week that was. A good Dayton team comes into town. You had a nice streak going, couple of close losses. But the one thing I've noticed about this ball club, and I think, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like that 6-0 deficit to South Bend when you came back and got the win on the road, this team now has a belief that they can keep playing and keep battling and have chances and give themselves chances to win games. I saw it both Saturday and Sunday out of Parkview Field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been kind of a trend for us, you know, since I've been here in Fort Wayne, whereas if we can keep the game within striking distance, you know, we get to that 7th, 8th, 9th inning, you know, we usually make a pretty good run at the end, you know, and sometimes it works in our favor and sometimes it doesn't, but you know, knowing that we have a chance to come back and we've done it in the past definitely gives us confidence when we're in those games.
You know, I think when people talk about a baseball manager, they think you make a lineup card and you go down at third base and do a bunch of funny signs with your hands and all. The reality is your day starts early, ends late. I just think it's kind of fascinating, and it would be interesting to our listeners to kind of know what a typical day is for Anthony Contreras, TinCast manager, as far as when you get to the ballpark, what kind of meetings do you have, what kind of information do you get before the players show up? What is a typical day, let's say at Parkview Field, what's a typical day for you like?
Yeah, if that's really what the listeners want, I'm glad to give them that information. But, yeah, I usually get to the ballpark somewhere before noon. You know, I'll catch up on, you know, the health of our players just to know who's available. Usually I have a lineup set already from the night before, but then I'll talk with our trainer and kind of see where everybody's out health-wise. I usually meet up with each coach to kind of let them know what the day is going to look like as far as who we're going to work with in early work, what the schedule looks like, what type of fundamentals, what type of BP we're going to take. And then right around 1:30, I'm usually meeting with our catcher that caught the night before to talk about the previous game and how, you know, how the game went in their eyes, kind of how we're going to attack, you know, the lineup that we're going to face that night. And then I have a meeting with our position players on, you know, the starting pitcher for that night. We usually talk about the highlights and lowlights of our game and stuff I want to address as far as the night before. And then we get going with the physical stuff. We have early BP in the cages. Usually we're taking guys out for individual defense. We have bullpens going on. Guys are working out, conditioning, getting ready for the day. And then we usually meet as a team for about 15 to 20 minutes to work over some fundamental. And then we run into BP. And then BP lasts about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what we usually have to do. And once that's done, then it's kind of relaxed for about, you know, 45 to an hour before we get our minds and our bodies right for the game. And that's when we usually catch up. We'll eat something small, listen to some music, kind of just get relaxed and ready for the game. And then at 7:05, we get ready to rock and roll.
So what fans don't realize, AC, is you've actually had almost a full day of work before the game even starts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, the grind part of my day, as you would call it, would be that 12 to 7 time frame. You know, once the game goes on, you know, it's the players going and doing what they do best. Me just kind of managing it. That's the fun part. And then once the game's over, you know, it's meeting with our coaches, talking about the game, and then getting ready for the next day. And I'm usually, you know, meeting with players if I have to. I'm writing reports on the game. I'm, you know, again, checking with our trainer to see health-wise if anybody, you know, had any tweaks or injuries, so forth. And then I kind of get the day started for the next day. And I'm usually rolling in, you know, back to bed around 2 a.m. So once the day's done, you know, then I get some rest, I wake up, I do my thing in the morning, and then it's back at it again at noon the next day.
And that's why on Mondays you like to get that extra bit of sleep, because it's quite the grind going through the regular season of minor league baseball. What about reports? How much information do the Padres want on players, their development? How much feedback are you giving, and is that a daily basis, weekly basis, or when asked for it?
No, it's a daily thing. You know, each coach has their own type of report that they give to the organization as far as obviously their departments. You got the hitting report, pitching report, fielding and defense. And then my report is kind of overview of the whole thing, kind of summarizing how the day went, you know, the highlights of my day, the teaching moments of my day, kind of how our catching is doing as far as, you know, they go, is their early work, what their game looked like in the game, you know, and that's daily. You know, everybody's obviously not here in Fort Wayne, so the organization depends on those reports to kind of keep up with the team to understand, you know, what we need to work on, what we did work on during the day, and then they can make changes or ask for things accordingly. You know, it's a big production. You know, I think a lot of people don't get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, but there's a lot of moving parts that, you know, make this organization run daily.
Talking to Anthony Contreras, TinCast manager, joining us on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. You talk about meeting with players, and let's talk about what has to be one of the most difficult parts of your job. And I would assume this is one of the responsibilities that you have. But when the organization makes a decision to release a player and he happens to be on the TinCaps roster, is that something where you've got to be the one that calls them into the office like we've seen in the movies?
Yeah, it's probably the worst part of my job. It's obviously something I don't look forward to, but at the same time, it's part of the business and kind of part of the revolving door of professional baseball. And depending on who's in town, if there's a coordinator or one of my bosses in town, usually I'm joined by them when that happens. But, you know, unfortunately, when they're not here, I take on the responsibility of, you know, letting the player know that news, and it's never fun. There's never any easy way to do it. I guess if there is a silver lining, I can kind of understand, and it makes it a tad bit easier because I was unfortunately released 3 times in my career. So I understand the feelings and the emotions that go into it. You know, but you have to, you know, be sympathetic. You got to be empathetic with these players. You got to understand, you know, what they're feeling and understand that it's all part of the game. Nobody likes to do it, but it's part of it, and you got to move on once it's all over.
Well, we also had a situation, and it may not be the last situation, where a Tin Caps player was part of a trade. How does that process work?
Yeah, you know, as far as the trades go, I don't really have a part in that, per se, as far as letting the player know. Maybe I have to call them. But most of the times, you know, for instance, in the trade like yesterday, you know, either my boss, farm director, somebody, assistant general manager will call that player and inform that they've been traded. You know, and once that becomes official, then it's on the other organization to, you know, get them situated with whatever team they're going to go to. You know, it's crazy to see now as we're getting into that part of my career where the guys that are being traded, I've had some connection with, obviously with Tuca Pita and Jack. I have a lot of history with those guys. And then with Miliano being on the team this year, obviously have a connection with him as well. But, you know, you wish those guys the best. Obviously, they have a skill set that was very attractive to another organization, and that's always a good thing. And obviously, it's double-sided. We get an all-star second baseman, and they get three, you know, really, really good prospects that are going to benefit them and their organization. So you wish them all the best.
We're getting used to all the roster changes that we're seeing, and there may be some more coming, but let's talk about yesterday. Zach Mathis makes his Tin Caps debut, and he made the most of it. 5'8 kid that drove one over the right field wall. What do you know about Zach? What kind of game do you expect him to have? Are we gonna see him put up power numbers, or is he going to be, you know, maybe more of a guy that hits for average, tries to use speed? What type of game does he have?
Yeah, he's your 5'8", college good hitter, grindy athlete that, you know, can play around the diamond. He can even get behind the plate if you need him to. Loves the game. You know, he's going to do anything you ask. You see him at third base. He can play first. He could probably play anywhere on the diamond. I know he played shortstop at LSU for a little bit when he was there. So definitely has a knack for the game and playing all over the place. And then at the plate, you know, he's your typical grindy, make pitchers work hitter. You know, he has a knack for putting the bat to the baseball, but then takes really good swings and knows what he can do at the plate. And he has the power. Obviously, he showed it yesterday. You know, you look at his numbers, he's hit a few home runs this year already in low A. We expect him to come in, join the team, be a good influence on these younger players and be able to, you know, play solid defense and give good at-bats when he's in the lineup.
One final question as far as personnel and players that we saw recently. Eric Sobrowski, who's been really good as a starting pitcher, I thought yesterday was maybe one of the more rewarding starts for Sobrowski because it was very clear he didn't have the command of a lot of secondary stuff, that he was grinding out there, trying to find what would work, trying to maintain some form of control. As a pitcher, a former pitcher, I can really appreciate what he's going through and the fact that he's still finding ways to be successful. And I know that's something that you particularly note in a guy. Can he still be competitive when he doesn't have his best stuff? And I thought we saw that from Sobrowski.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every pitcher that is successful, you know, is going to go through that at some point, regardless of how good you are. And it's good to happen early. It's good to have some success and then to run into some adversity and find a way to get out of it with the stuff you have that day. And I think that grooms them, you know, for the rest of their career. They can always fall back on those outings when, you know, they had their B or C stuff and they found a way to compete and get guys out. Because, you know, as baseball goes, you're never going to feel great, you know, except for the first day of the season. And you got to be able to grind out those days when your stuff's not there. And I think it's a good learning experience for him to have those games. And, you know, I'm definitely, you know, excited to see how he bounces back the next outing and see what he goes from there.
AC, I know it's the day off and I know ice cream awaits, so I won't keep you any longer, but always appreciate your Monday visit.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it.
As Anthony Contreras, Tin Caps manager, joining us here on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. We take a quick time out. We come back. Update on the Olympics. What's happening in Tokyo? We'll tell you some of the latest when we come back here on the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. We're back. Monday edition of the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix 4 to 6. Brett Rump with Caleb Hatch. Coming up tonight, White Sox baseball. They'll take on the Kansas City Royals starting at 7:30. Also, Tin Caps baseball at Lansing starts tomorrow night, 6:45, the pregame show, 7:05, the first pitch. John Nolan and Jack McMullen on the call. Speaking of Tin Caps baseball, don't forget coming up on August 12th, want you to join us on the treetops, the Ortho Northeast treetops out at Parkview Field. That's that section way up there by the scoreboard. You wonder, what is it that everybody is doing up there because it looks like so much fun? Well, it is. And this is your chance to be a part of the fun. You can join 1380 The Fan, The Sports Rush, and me, Brett Rump, for the Tin Caps Treetops Party coming up on Thursday night, August 12th, by getting your all-inclusive ticket. It's available at 1380thefan.com or find the link on our Facebook or Twitter pages. You get a ticket to the famed rooftop section of Parkview Field, all-you-can-eat food buffet, draft beer, and bottled wine included. maybe for the people in the back. That is draft beer and bottled wine will be included, plus a special edition 1380 The Fan Tin Caps Treetops Party T-shirt. Proceeds will benefit the Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana, and it's all hosted by me, Brett Rump, along with Caleb Hatch and the Sports Rush. So buy your tickets now. There's a limited quantity available. They're at 1380thefan.com, and it'll be your chance to experience something you may not experience again. It is the Treetops with us. Plan on being there August 12th for the 1380 The Fan Tin Caps Treetops Party presented by Glenbrook Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. All right, Caleb, I know you're looking forward to that date out at the ballpark. That's going to be fun. I've never experienced a game up at the Treetops, so this will be my first experience. I assume you have not experienced. Have you experienced a game up in the Treetops?
I have not.
I was told over the weekend just how much fun people have when they are in a group up there, but it's primarily available for group seating, which means you have to be part of a company or you have to be part of a reunion that ends up getting the space. And so you just have to kind of fall into getting the opportunity to be up there. It's not something where you can go online, look for tickets and say, oh, I want to sit in that section. And so this is kind of the rare opportunity to be an individual or maybe you come with a couple of buddies and just say, hey, I do want to be in that section and I want to be there on that night because you can buy the tickets individually. We're looking forward to it. I know there's going to be some more fun and surprises that we're going to add to it as we get closer to the date. So don't miss out. Don't be somebody that goes online to buy the tickets and finds out they're no longer available because it's sold out. Get them now by going to 1380thefan.com and clicking the Treetops Party graphic. Olympics are going on, Caleb. I know this has you just absolutely pumped up.
That's quite the stretch.
Boy, imagine if you go to turn on the TV and your options are Olympics or Cubs baseball. How depressing your night is going to be.
Oh, I'd watch the Olympics. I'd be fine with that. It's just hard to get into. I mean, one, when there's no atmosphere at the venues, it just kind of takes away from it. And with, I mean, in Japan, the country itself is, you know, the citizens there are not happy the Olympics are happening. And, you know, that's going to happen in any Olympics, but there are some different circumstances going on. I guess it's just hard for me to get excited about it.
The tough thing is to watch it on TV and you see the athletes with their moment. You know, because there's still those moments where somebody wins a gold that's unexpected and how they celebrate. And you know that they're feeling the relief of all the effort and work that they have put in, not for 4 years, maybe for 5 years to try to get to these Olympics. You know, it does make it better to watch than I expected it to be because I was not that hyped up for the Olympics because, quite honestly, it's kind of like you spend a good part of the last month or so doubting whether or not it was really going to happen. And now that it is happening, I'm trying to start to watch. Of course, the first couple of events I watched, the USA ends up losing events they were supposed to win. The gymnastics team, the women's gymnastics team, which has dominated the Olympics over the last, three Olympics, they end up being second to the Russian Olympic Committee. Ryan Eaton asked the question about who is the Russian Olympic Committee? Why is it not Russia? Well, apparently the country itself did not sponsor or send the athletes to the Olympics. And so they actually were sent under the organization that was created as the Russian Olympic Committee. It's one of those things where Russia decided they didn't want to send the Olympians, but the Olympians wanted to go, and so they kind of created a name to send them to the Olympics under, and it's the Russian Olympic Committee, the ROC, as you see Russia being identified. But Russia beat the United States in the preliminaries for women's gymnastics. Now, what would it be? Tonight, tomorrow night? It's so confusing because we are literally a half a day different than Tokyo. So coming up on Tuesday night, you've got the women's gymnastics finals, but those will be on TV here in the U.S. first thing tomorrow morning. So we'll see the gymnastics finals at like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, which would actually be tomorrow night at 8 or 9 o'clock. And then what we see at night is actually happening the next morning in Tokyo. So you have to try to figure out when these events are actually taking place and when do we get a chance to see them. Men's basketball loses to France. Another disappointment. We thought maybe it was a wake-up call to lose an exhibition before they went to Tokyo, but no, it's just the reality. The basketball team is not that good.
No, and again, I said before the Olympics that they would not win the gold and they may not even medal. And I'm leaning towards the not even meddling at this point. Seriously.
I'm starting to feel like you're pretty safe on they won't win the gold. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was a total collapse against France. They had that game won. What, they get outscored 16-3 or something down the stretch? I know it was like USA. It looked like they had a safe lead. And then all of a sudden, France started to come into the picture and make a comeback. And USA could not hit a shot. I mean, they had look after look, open look, and could not hit a shot to put France away, and France ended up winning the game.
And again, the 16-year curse at play here. You have all the biggest of the biggest stars outside of Kevin Durant opting out, you know, not playing. There's no LeBron. There's no Steph Curry. I mean, this
but
is
you
what
could
happens.
Say the biggest of the biggest aren't participating, but if you look at our roster, we should be winning, period.
Talent wise, yes, but the problem is that it's not like they had a lot of scrimmages and practice time together to really gel as a team, and that's the issue. I mean,
well,
it's
Booker and Middleton just showed up
exactly
24 hours before the first game. So anyway, we'll see how Team USA does from here on out. But then Katie Ledecky, which is about the most sure thing at the Olympics, is that Ledecky will win gold. I mean, she's the Michael Phelps and even then some of women's swimming. And then I watched Katie Ledecky lose. And I'm like, this is not going well. USA Gymnastics doesn't finish first in the preliminaries. You've got Team USA not winning their basketball game against France. You've got Katie Ledecky losing. And I know they put a nice spin on it to say, well, she's got a silver, she's still medaled, and she's still got a chance to be the most decorated women swimmer of all time. It's like, yeah, but she got beat. She lost. Don't sugarcoat it. She got beat by somebody from Australia. That's not even a country that's known for swimmers. So what else? What else is happening with the Olympics? We got a gold medal, Caleb, in the popular U.S. sport of fencing.
Yeah, the Ivy Leaguers are pretty excited about that one.
Why did the Olympics accept the X Games as participants? It wasn't the X Games set up because they didn't have the competition in the Olympics, so the X Games kind of became the alternative to the Olympics for the skateboarders and all. I mean, my son is a skateboarder, but I don't think skateboarding is an Olympic sport. My wife argued that with me. She said that, Olympic sports are generally not the high-profile sports. I mean, usually the Olympics is set up for all these secondary sports to have some type of world competition and world stage every 4 years. So skateboarding should qualify. I don't think it's an Olympic sport. I argued with her. She argued back. We never settled it. So it's 1-1. Caleb, what would you think?
I mean, it's as much of a sport as trampoline. So.
Okay, so you're siding with my wife. I would expect as such. yeah, I know. There's a lot of, I mean, the rifle shooting. What else are some of the silly sports that they have that we don't even hardly consider sports, but yet there's Olympic competition? 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. I don't even know what comes up tonight, because tonight is actually tomorrow morning. More swimming. I know there's a lot of swimming. The men did win the, what, 4x100? Was that the one the men won last night?
I didn't watch any last night.
You have not watched Olympics at all, have you?
I watched a little bit of water polo on Sunday morning that was just like on in the background, but I was really just chatting.
Why is water polo addictive? I mean, I would never think of myself as somebody that's going to go to the TV and watch water polo, but as soon as you turn it on, it is an addictive sport. I mean, it's like they score pretty frequently. There's a lot of pressure defensively to stop the other team. It seems it's easier to score than like soccer or hockey. So it does end up being somewhat addictive. 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line. Questions, comments, or suggestions. We'll be back. It's a Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. That will just about do it for a Monday edition of our show. Don't forget, we've got White Sox baseball tonight because no Tin Caps baseball. They've got the day off. The Tin Caps start their six-game series at Lansing tomorrow night. 6:45 will be the pregame show. 7:05 the first pitch. John Nolan and Jack McMullen on the call for Tin Caps baseball. And once again, broadcasting live from Parkview Field while the game's being played up in Michigan State Capitol. The Tin Caps will continue the road trip by going on to Great Lakes for a six-game series the following week before returning to Parkview Field on August 10th. And that will be just ahead of our August 12th Tin Caps Treetops Party. Make sure you get your tickets. 1380thefan.com. That's the place to go to be part of our big party presented by Glenbrook Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We'll be up there with the all-you-can-eat food buffet, the draft beer, the wine, commemorative t-shirt. Be a part of it. Get your tickets now by going to 1380thefan.com. Thanks to our guests that appeared on the show today, including Kevin Bowen from 1075thefan.com in Indianapolis. Also, thanks to TinCast manager Anthony Contreras sharing part of his day off with us and giving us an update. I thought it was fascinating of what his daily work is like. We'll come back tomorrow. TV Week. We're going to give you a chance to hear from some of our TV sports reporters starting tomorrow right here on the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.